Hey everyone, my name is Seja, and this is the first episode of Seja Speaks. So I'm going to be doing a short podcast series about my capstone project that I've been working on for the past couple of months. And for the past semester, I've been trying to answer the question, did all three Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all come with the same core beliefs in the oneness of God? So, I mean, the three religions are obviously practiced very differently nowadays, but my question was, at the time of their conception, were they exactly the same? So, as you may have guessed, I didn't really get the clear-cut answer I was looking for, but doing my capstone taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about the research process and how absolutely, like, none of your plans when it comes to research are ever set in stone. You have to learn how to go with the flow and change your questions and find new ways to answer your question. I also gained a lot of knowledge that I wasn't exactly looking for. I mean, I learned a lot about what I didn't know, I didn't even know. There were things that I didn't even know existed, or I didn't even know the fundamentals of them for me to even ask questions about. And so I had to kind of deconstruct everything and go back to the basic levels so that I can build on that to try to get to my answer. And it was a very exciting learning experience, and I think it'd be something great to share, and I think everyone can learn a little something from it. So how did I even come across this idea? So I'm a Muslim, and I was born and raised in America, and I know what it feels like to be misunderstood. I mean, I've always been hyper aware I was different. Growing up in a post 9/11 society, I mean, I was in kindergarten when 9/11 happened, so it's basically my childhood. Growing up, I always felt like my beliefs were somehow, like, under attack, or they were misunderstood. They were not seen as important or as accepted as other ways of life. Personally, before undertaking this project, I didn't really know too much about the other religions, about Judaism and Christianity in particular. And knowing how it feels to be on the receiving end of ignorant comments and judgments, I never want to be that person that makes those comments or those judgments. And so I felt like it was really time for me to delve into these subjects and to understand beliefs and ways of life that are much different than mine. Also, a bit of burning curiosity really helped push this thing along. As a child, this feeling of being less than, it made me confused and made me question whether or not my beliefs were right, because everyone else was questioning it and everyone else was telling me that they're wrong. So I felt like I had to really evaluate my beliefs and evaluate my life to make sure that what I believed was true. And so this questioning kind of led me to lead a lifestyle where I'm always seeking more knowledge, especially about Islam. And this has really helped me grow confident in my beliefs and confident in how I decided to conduct my life. But I didn't come up with this idea on my own. I went to a class at the local mosque called Seeking Burhan. And Burhan in Arabic means proof or evidence. So we spent a lot of time talking about the logical proofs and the philosophical arguments that are evidence for the oneness, the existence of God. And we also spent quite a bit of time talking about the other Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and how they also came with the initial message of the oneness of God. I really quickly realized that my question was maybe too big for me to attempt to answer in the span of a few weeks as a final project in an undergraduate class. So I decided to extend my research into a 6-hour capstone project, which unfortunately also proved to be too little time. So maybe it wasn't too little time. Maybe this question is just too big, no matter how much time I was given. You know, scholars have been researching these kinds of questions for centuries, so what makes me think that I would be the one to finally come up with a conclusive answer? So in the next episode, I'll be talking about the first stages in my research and my first attempts at finding an answer. So stay tuned. Until next time, it's Seja Speaks.